Country Club FM.
Bob Almanac, and before we get going here today, we have a Bob Almanac salute.
Good morning, folks.
Hi, I'm Malona.
All right. Anybody home?
Hi, gang. Hi, JJ. Hi.
She was the Rona Barrett. She was the galloping gossip of the ghetto and the projects. Wilona Woods, the woman that played Wilona on Good Time, Jeanne Dubois, passed away at the age of 74. She reportedly passed away in her sleep on Tuesday. You know, she sang the Jeffersons theme, and she played Janet Jackson's mother on that show, and she played Janet Jackson's mother in one of her music videos later on in her music career, Janet Jackson's career. She is one of my top, she's got to be one of the top sitcom neighbors of all time.
Oh,
I mean,
for sure.
Long before Kramer was doing his entrance into Seinfeld's apartment, Wilona was doing the entrance into the Evans's apartments in the projects. But Wilona's right up there, Wilona Woods. Or Batrona, or Filona, or whatever Alderman Davis used to call him.
Right.
Call her.
What was her real name?
Jeanne Dubois. Jeanne Dubois. We French it up a little bit.
Yeah, yeah.
Jeanne Dubois.
Yeah,
it was J-A apostrophe and then N-E-T. The top all-time sitcom, and you can debate this, but it's not debatable. Wilona's one in there in my group. Kramer from Seinfeld. Wilson from Home Improvement. Barney Rubble's a top five.
Well, he would have to be.
Neighbor, no doubt about that. Larry from Three's Company, the sleazy Larry upstairs. And don't forget about Mrs. Kravitz, the nosy neighbor of the Stevenses on Bewitched.
Yeah.
She always saw strange things, but her husband never believed her.
Right.
So goodbye, Wilona. Yeah. She was 74.
She was good.
Today, Wednesday, February 19th, 50th day of the year, 316 left to go, 1864. The Knights of Pythias. Founded in Washington, D.C. Ever heard of them?
I don't.
The Knights of Pythias?
I don't.
Well, it's because they're a secret society.
Oh, well, for crying out loud.
They are a fraternal organization and secret society. They still have posts and lodges today. It became the first lodge and fraternal organization ever chartered by Congress. That was 1864. Our patent of the day today, you know, when I was in high school, we formed the Knights of Pythagoras. A squared plus B squared equals C squared. Didn't go very far.
Okay.
1878. Do you know the Pythagorean theorem?
Yes.
What is it?
I don't know.
Okay. I just said it. A squared plus B squared equals C squared.
Yeah. So what about it?
I just want to make sure you knew it.
Oh,
because it could come in handy at some point in time when you need to figure out the one side of a right triangle. The Scarecrow knew the Pythagorean theorem.
Yes.
So 1878, our patent of the day, Thomas Edison. The gramophone, a.k.a. the phonograph, one of his biggies. It's one of the big ones. He had thousands of patents and inventions.
He was a genius. Come on.
1906, one of the men that gave us the food that built America at a sanatorium in Battle Creek, Michigan.
Oh.
Will Kellogg. Ooh. And, you know, he and his brother battled, fought back and forth. Didn't they cheat from each other and steal from each other?
That got nasty.
It really did get nasty.
Between those two.
This was the date that the Battle Creek Toasted Cornflake Company was founded. It became Kellogg's, of course, eventually, and we know them well. Good old cornflakes. 1910, Typhoid Mary freed from her first periods of forced isolation goes on to cause several further outbreaks. They released her much too soon. And that's a great name for a professional wrestler. And in this corner at an emaciated 80 pounds, Typhoid Mary.
Mary.
Right. 1910. 1914. The last time, maybe the most famous time, and eventually they outlawed it where you couldn't mail your kids, but it happened on this date, 1914, where a four-year-old, Charlotte Mae Pierstorf, was mailed parcel post by train from Grangeville, Idaho, to her grandparents' house 73 miles away.
It's pretty ingenious.
There are pictures of her in a mailbag.
Yeah, where do you put the stamp?
19. It's not any different than a kangaroo putting a child in, you know, its kid, as it's called, a kid, in its pouch, really, when you think about it. 1964, Beatlemania was well underway. It was heating up. Beatlemania was running wild. What you gonna do when Beatlemania runs wild on you? Mm. Well, you know what? What we do is we import...
Scream.
No, we import a half ton of Beatles wigs. The U.S. imported a half ton of Beatles wigs, the mop tops, on this date from the U.K. They couldn't get here fast enough, Neil.
We did that in the 30s with the Groucho Marx masks and, you know, glasses and nose and mustache. Now it was time for the Beatle wigs.
1968.
It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood. A beautiful day for a neighborhood.
It's strange to see Mr. Rogers in black and white.
Would you be?
And without Gray in his hair, a young Fred Rogers debuted his show nationally this date. On NET, which we now know as PBS, and of course he's one of the men, the reason we have PBS, he went to Congress and said we needed public broadcasting.
So what year was this?
1968.
Wow, that's awesome.
So Mr. Rogers, and he's in the news right now, that movie. Tom Hanks should have won Best Supporting Actor, even though he didn't. 1974 this day.
I am strong.
From the American Music Awards, Dick Clark. We don't realize what Dick Clark started because now we have way too many award shows. But in 1974, there was only basically the Grammys, the Oscars, and the Tonys. And Dick Clark said, you know what, I'm going to start my own with his Dick Clark Productions. So he started the American Music Awards. And you know who that is, right?
Helen Reddy.
Yeah, the lovely Helen Reddy singing a medley of her song. She won, and Jim Croce won posthumously as the male and female artists of the year.
Both good ones.
1974. It was 1980 in the news.
Bon Scott was discovered last night in the car. Scotland Yard spokesman said specifically that there were no suspicious circumstances surrounding Bon Scott's death.
Well, everybody's really shocked, and they were in pre-production.
Lead singer of AC/DC, Bon Scott, dead on this date, 1980 in London. He was only 33. He died because he choked on his own vomit after drinking heavily.
Right.
Somebody didn't check on him or something. It wasn't good living the life of a rock and roller. AC/DC was not dead, though. They brought in Brian Johnson and did a nice job.
Very similar.
In. He was.
Jericho. Just out and outrageous.
Cherry Coca-Cola.
Check it out.
Soda jerks at soda fountains and soda counters at your local drugstore had known it for years. That you put a little cherry and Coke and it's delicious.
Sure.
I mean, they knew it for decades. And then finally, 1985, Coca-Cola says, all right, we'll add cherry to it and we'll see what happens. And it's popular to this date.
Yeah, it did well.
1985, Cherry Coke made its debut. It was introduced. Remember where you were when Deng Xiaoping passed away? It was the end of an era because he was the last of the major communist revolutionaries. He died on this date in 97.
Yeah, I don't really recall where
99.
I was. And this is just some special day for myself and my family and everybody. And if you haven't already done so, in a couple of minutes, I invite you all to just step all over me. Thank you.
You don't belong in here, McLean. Dennis Franz, star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. And he kept his pants on, which was a good thing.
Yes.
And Dennis Franz, you know, he was follically challenged, and he had probably been a victim of hair discrimination at
Clients
one point.
Clients there are talking about a groundbreaking new law in New York City, banning discrimination based on natural hairstyles, like cornrows, braids, afros, and other styles most frequently worn by black people.
No more hair discrimination in New York City. I think that's a good thing.
Yeah, I think it was probably time.
What they should do is just make sure they're washing it.
That would be
just
helpful.
Just make sure it's clean. I don't care how you wear your hair. Just make sure it's clean.
Yeah. We don't want things growing and
And if you need to use Head & Shoulders, use it. Even Selsun Blue works, too. Mm-hmm. So that's this date. Now we got birthdays. Now and again, we're giving away. We got the trivia thing going on.
Sure.
So the Outdoor News Deer and Turkey Classic. Don't forget about that, please, here today. We have Smokey Robinson on our list here today. Smokey. We can't play any of Smokey's songs, unfortunately, because it is a copyright conundrum here for us. We could probably play ABC, you know, the 80s band. They had a song called When Smokey Sings. That would have been mighty fine of me to cue that up, but maybe we got copyright issues with them, too. So Smokey from Smokey and the Miracles, 80 today. Paul Krause is 78, all-time leader. What does he have, 81 interceptions in his career?
Yeah, 81.
81, the all-time.
81 or 83? 81, I believe it was.
The all-time INT NFL leader, former Viking, knew how to play center field.
Yeah.
Every boy wants a girl he can trust to the very end. Baby, that's
Lou Christie is on our list today. Two Faces Have I. And then a little tune called Lightning Strikes.
Yeah.
He got a pretty good falsetto. Lou Christie is 77 today. He was either dumb or dumber, one of the two.
Huh. I expected the Rocky Mountains to be a little rockier than this.
I was thinking the same thing. That John Denver's full of man.
Jeff Daniels, 65. Was he dumb or was he dumber? I think he was dumb. I think Lloyd was dumber.
Yeah, I think
right?
So.
I would say so, yes. Jeff Daniels, 65.
Been in a lot of good movies.
Stars in country music for years and years and years. And this time of year, he tells us, he becomes the biggest kid in Nashville. Sure we'll find out why. Please say hello to the great Conway Twitty.
Hey, there's your Conway Twitty reference. I told you would. There's Lori Ann Crook of the Crook and Chase Show. They got famous. They did a countdown. They did a show on the TNN network, the Nashville network, which I think is now the Paramount network, which at one time was the Spike network. It's gone through a number of changes.
Transitions.
NFL commissioner Roger Goodell, you know, he loves Rob Manfred right now because Rob Manfred's making Roger Goodell look good. You know who Rob Manfred is? He's the MLB
commissioner. Oh, yeah, yeah. He made a kind of a bad call.
He's not handling the Astros thing very well.
No.
Although, there's really not much he could do because if he would have punished them to the point of individual punishments, and the Players Association would have gotten after him. There would have been lawsuits, and who knows what would have happened.
Yeah.
So now all these other players know that they can take shots now at the commissioner and at the Astros, and they're right about it. So these players just like daily are coming out now making these videos.
Right.
Thank you for the contribution.
I don't need that.
Seal today. Seal's 57. She was Alex Keaton's sister.
I'm not dancing with him.
There's not going to be any dancing, Skippy.
There's got to be dancing. This point is non-negotiable.
I don't think he's bluffing, Mallory.
All right, one dance. Two dances, one slow.
Mallory?
I'd almost rather die than do this.
Justine Bateman, 54. Let's hear from Alex P.
It's like a yes to me, Skip.
It sure does. You know, Skippy Handelman also would be on my list of all-time great,
great
sitcom
neighbors. Sure.
Yes. So Justine Bateman is 54 today. We have our rapper of the day, Prince Marky D.
Oh, sure.
Is 52. And for fans of Stranger Things.
Where are you from, exactly?
Bad place.
Sweden.
I have a lot of Swedish family.
She hates it there.
Cold.
Sub-zero.
She is the girl with the powers on Stranger Things. What are you at? Are you on episode 5 of season 2 yet?
I only watch Gunsmoke.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Millie Bobby Brown.
I've never heard of Stranger Things.
You've never heard of Stranger Things?
No.
You never heard of it?
Mm-mm. What channel is it on?
Gone but Not Forgotten.
All right. Gone but Not Forgotten.
It's on streaming. It's Netflix, so it's a little bit above
your
level.
Polish astronomer Nicholas Copernicus. He developed the theory that the sun is the center of our universe.
Wrong.
And, well, he tried his hardest. He was born on this day, 1473. Did you ever watch Heckle and Jekyll or Mighty Mouse? I certainly did. Paul Terry gave us those characters.
Mighty Mouse, the one who said, he's come to save the day. Here I am to save the day. That was pretty much Mighty Mouse, wasn't
it? That was.
Or was that, what's his name? Kaufman.
Kaufman. Oh, well. Hall of Fame, you know, when you play Trivial Pursuit, right, it was either Willie Shoemaker or Eddie Arcaro with every horse racing question. Eddie Arcaro, born on this day, 1916, he was a great tough guy, bad guy, and it played in tons of movies. Lee Marvin.
Look, my men have crammed 6 months of intensive training into as many weeks. And as of this moment, I stack them up against any men in the Army.
You can't be serious.
You're damn right I'm serious. Look, they might not be pretty, but any one of mine is worth 10 of yours.
And stop calling me serious. Don't call me Shirley.
The dirty full dozen, as we used to call it, the dirty, right? Dirty dozen there, Lee Marvin?
The dirty baker's dozen.
There
you go. There was a 13th unknown member of the group off camera.
That might have been Andy Kaufman. Pop singer Falco, remember his big hit?
You know German. Can you translate this for me? This song needs more cowbell.
That was a nice addition.
How much better is it?
Really, quite Falco. A bit better.
I didn't realize we had lost him.
No, 1957, he was a young man, of course, Rock Me Amadeus. And he was, again, born on this day, 1957, and they're gone, but not forgotten.
Your staff forgot a professional wrestler, and it's not Typhoid Mary.
Andrea, big Andrea, you're a hero, you're eighth one to the world. What'd he tell you? Oh, if I can't slam stud, I'm going to retire. Well, he should be gone. You should be on a slow boat back to France. You didn't slam me. No one can slam me. The $15,000 is still up because
that's
I haven't
That's Big John. That's the giant John Studd.
Big John Studd.
Big John Studd, 1948.
Oh,
passed away in
great.
The mid-90s.
He was great.
Now they're all gone,
but not forgotten.
Okay, the Deer and Turkey Classic tickets are up for grabs right now. Neil, give him the number while I figure out what question I'm going to use here. Yeah.
When you hear the question, if you know the answer and you'd like to go to the Deer and Turkey Classic, call us at 763-450-0100. 763-450-0100. And now with the question, here's Jim Erickson.
Yeah, so this date, 1964, Beatlemania was running wild. It was just going crazy.
Nuts.
And, you know, they were saying their prayers, taking their vitamins. The UK imported or exported, we imported, the U.S. imported a half ton of what on this date in 64?
I remember.
Part of today's almanac.
763-450-0100. Good luck.
The Waconia Ford Talk text and maybe win line only if you know the answer.
Right on.
Would you like to start a Bobathon, Vern Gosden? I can tell by the way you dance. Mm-hmm. Sammy Kershaw, she don't know she's beautiful. Mm-hmm. Or Oak Ridge Boys leaving Louisiana in the broad daylight.
I got to go Vern the Voice Gosden.
KDDG Albany.